Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of June 2018. Supreme Court has refused to order a retest of the Common Law Admission Test, CLAT, 2018 or stop the counseling process for admissions in 19 national prestigious law colleges across the country over complaints of technical glitches during the 13th of May exam. U.S. Supreme Court has upheld Ohio's aggressive efforts to purge its voting rolls, siding with Republicans in the latest partisan battle over how far states can go in imposing restrictions on voting. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered that the National Allied Identity Card and passport of former President Pervez Musharraf be unblocked so that he is able to return to the country. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has clarified that the generation of e-way bill is not dependent on whether a supply is interstate or not but on whether the movement of goods is interstate or not. United States District Court for the District of Columbia has refused to confirm the arbitration award which would have resulted in Hardy Exploration and Production, India, Incorporated, HEPI, returning to work in India's natural gas reserves. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has held that Hajj Committee of India, which makes arrangements for Indian pilgrims going on Hajj to Saudi Arabia, renders services without any profits and therefore, the pilgrims cannot be said to be its consumers. Kerala High Court has turned down a widow's plea challenging the constitutionality of Section 33(b) of the Indian Succession Act, which provides 50% of deceased husband's property to those who are kindred to him. Delhi High Court has requested the Delhi Legislative Assembly not to take any coercive steps against three senior bureaucrats summoned by the Speaker of the House to appear before it for allegedly failing to answer certain questions of legislators. Uttarakhand High Court has ordered that all construction activities along river banks, including construction of hydroelectric power projects and road construction projects in the state, be stayed till suitable muck disposal sites are identified and are made operational. Ahmedabad Bench of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed the resolution professional, RP, for Alok Industries to reconsider the resolution plan submitted by Reliance Industries, RIL, and JM Financial ARC. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has admitted the insolvency petition filed by Andhra Bank against Mumbai-based Sterling Biotech Limited, which owes around 4,000 crore rupees to a consortium of lenders. Government has said that there's no provision for vacation under the rules framed in 2016 for National Company Law Tribunals, NCLT, and National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT. Delhi High Court is allowed to list a plea filed by MLA Kapil Mishra against Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal claiming that the CM has less than 10% attendance in the assembly.